To keep the spirits high, one must find renewal and refreshment of body, mind, and soul. Weariness is a condition in which fatigue germs generate. The fatigue siphons off exuberance. Therefore, it is imperative to know how to sleep, for sleep is the great restorer. Here is a little gem from Psalms, which is a workable formula. Psalms 3, verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. In these few simple words is a marvelous picture. It is of a man who at the end of the day simply lay down and went to sleep. Like a child in its naturalness, his finely attuned emotional system went instantly into repose. Then the writer of the psalm says, I awakened. You have the picture of a man wide awake, eager, and ready to meet the day. He is full of high spirit. And this is because he had a feeling that the Lord was watching over him, sustaining and protecting him. Tonight when you go to bed, practice this passage. You too will find restful sleep and awaken with your spirit lifted. One of the most rewarding techniques is how to control anger. Admittedly, getting mad is something in which no wise person indulges because of its bad effect upon him and his harmful results in his personal relations. But beyond this, anger is a depressant of the spirit. So much energy is expended in violent anger that one is quite spent when the storm passes. The after effect is usually one of despondency and lifelessness. Anger that is less violent, but which simmers and seethes, is even more depressing because it permits a constant leakage of energy. Fortunately, there is a very effective method for correcting this condition. It requires practice, but once you acquire this skill, you will be amazed at the self-control it gives. It's in Proverbs 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The next time you feel anger rising, repeat this verse several times and note the effect. It is a golden key to successful human relations and one of the best spirit lifters. The human spirit, like the good earth, must experience times of refreshments, else life becomes barren, unfruitful, and even bleak. To guard against or correct such a condition, meditate upon a great verse. Acts 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The earth suffers periods of diminished rainfall, sometimes for months or even years, in extremely arid regions. Thus we have our dust bowls and desert areas. Then comes the cool, fresh rains and the miracle of the earth's renewal. It is indeed, in the picturesque phrase of the text, a time of refreshing. A similar process occurs in human life. By our wrong thinking and misdeeds, the delightful refreshness of mind and soul fades. Our souls are all but suffocated by dust, barrenness, and deadness. If we put ourselves in God's hands and are spiritually changed, times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. How clean, how fresh, delightful life then becomes. It is as if we had never really lived before.